CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. 227,000 more jobs added in February.
This is a good number and suggests that the healing process in the economy continues apace, perhaps not as fast as we would like it, but it is continuing.
Economist Nariman Berevish on the jobs picture.
We're getting both jobs created and people who previously given up looking for jobs coming back and starting to look again. That's what we saw today.
And that's why, according to economist Nigel Gault at IHS Global Insight, that the national unemployment rate did not drop. It stays at 8.3%. More people are out there looking. From mining to transportation, restaurants to healthcare companies, there was a solid hiring trend throughout the service sector. In a statement, House Speaker Republican John Boehner says the February jobs report provides some encouragement for millions of families and small businesses. But he goes on to say the American people are creating jobs in the midst of the onslaught of anti-business policies coming from this administration. A mystery still at the University of Pittsburgh, where many shots were fired at a psychiatric clinic. Here's KDKA's Adam Kirk.
What's still unclear is who the gunman was and why he stormed into the lobby yesterday afternoon and started shooting. We're told he didn't say anything to anyone. He was shot and killed by campus police.
But not before one person was killed and seven others were hurt in that shooting incident. 1 year now since the quake and tsunami. As reporter Lucy Kraft described from northern Japan, in many ways, things are still at a standstill.
I'm standing in one of the biggest garbage dumps in all of Japan. Debris left over from the tsunami exactly as it was a year ago. No progress has been made because other parts of Japan won't agree to accept any of this garbage. There are fears, perhaps unfounded, that this would be contaminated with radiation, so they won't take any of it.
Stateside, when you go online to do a little research, are you finding what you need? Pretty much, says CBS's Dan Revive.
Internet users are happy with search engine results. 9 out of 10 get the information they want. 2 out of 3 consider it unbiased, but there are privacy concerns.
65% agreed with the statement. It's a bad thing if a search engine collected information about my searches.
Lee Rainey with the Pew Research Center says many in this survey of 2,200 Americans don't know they can adjust privacy settings so their topics of interest won't be tracked. Advertising is typically tailored to your interests. Dan Revive, CBS News.
It's not even been a month since Whitney Houston died in a Beverly Hills hotel room. Whitney Houston's sister-in-law has chatted with Oprah Winfrey, who asked,
"Do you think that drugs would end up taking her?"
The handwriting was kind of on the wall. I would be kidding myself to say otherwise.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points. In early trading, the NASDAQ is +6. This is CBS News.